A friend of mine just sent a picture of a jar of batteries with a sign in front that said, "Dead batteries, free." Now, I don't know if they're fully dead or half dead. Maybe if they're half dead, I could understand somebody getting them. There's a little bit of use. These are not rechargeable batteries. These are just batteries. And I can't imagine what a dead battery, a purpose that they could feel if they're dead. But a dead battery can't accept a charge. And if it won't accept a charge, then it can never be used again. Not for its purpose, anyway. I know when I put a battery in a car and I'm trying to charge that battery that has died, you know, I'll put the charger on it and do a slow trickle charge overnight. And if you charge it all night and then quickly it's back dead, then or if it acts like it's totally charged instantly, you know that it will not hold a charge. There's no power there. There's no purpose in it. It just becomes dead weight, right? And something that actually has to be disposed of. I think about people who struggle to be spirit controlled and spirit filled. In the same aspect of thinking, we are only powerful when we are filled with God's Holy Spirit. That's when we gain strength. Otherwise, we're operating just in the flesh, and it's a dangerous thing. The Bible says, without Him, we can't do anything. We can do nothing. But with Him, we can do all things. But what if we can't receive the charge? I mean, what if we refuse? What if we're just a dead battery? What if we refuse to receive the Spirit? A person that is in need of knowledge but thinks that they already know everything can't receive any additional knowledge. There's an old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Well, that's because the old dog already thinks he knows all the tricks. But if you come hungry and humble before the Lord and needy, if you come understanding that without Him we are nothing, if we could just understand that the little bit of tiny knowledge that we have is nothing. I mean, we don't know anything. We're like, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, but Sergeant Schultz. You remember from Hogan's Heroes? I know nothing. Right? We don't know anything apart from Christ. He is the one that gives understanding, and He is the giver of knowledge. We can only receive what God has for us if we come empty and hungry and ready to be filled. Otherwise, we're just a jar of dead batteries. That's what a church is. A church that is not hungry to be filled and to receive the Spirit of God is just a jar of dead batteries. Dead batteries, free. What a thought. Well, as we approach the holidays, the only thing that I can say that makes Christmas Christmas for me is the fact that there is the presence of Jesus. We just don't celebrate birthday, you know, around here because my wife makes a point that we celebrate Christ. And oh, how much more festive and special when He is here, when we receive Him and we receive the Spirit of God and we are fully charged with God's Holy Spirit and ready to go. Have a Merry Christmas. I pray that you will receive all that God has for you. Come empty. Have a blessed week.